Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
I wanted to go back to the weekend and like relive a thing that always gets me going. It's these coaches that they interview after they lose in the NCAA tournament, or any sport for that matter, like, you know, the Super Bowl or the World Series or the Stanley Cup, NBA Finals, doesn't matter. They always seem to want to interview the losers. I've never been able to quite figure that out or understand it because, frankly, they never say anything. I mean, when's the last time you saw a team lose and the coach or manager, whatever, comes out and starts giving you all kinds of great material for you to figure out why they lost or what actually transpired or happened or how it got to the point where they ended up losers, if you will. So it's always the same thing. It's just a load of nonsense. I mean, it's the gigantic waste of time. I saw this great basketball game, and it was the Baylor comeback against North Carolina, and then eventually, you know, they were down 25. They came roaring back, tied it, went to overtime, and then they went like 1-for-11 from the floor in the overtime and lost, and Carolina moved on. And then, you know, the game's over, and here they go. Let's go interview Scott Drew. And I just thought Drew was the you know, perfect example, the, you know, spitting image of what I'm talking about here, because he started breaking down, and I'm going to imitate him a little bit about what he sounded like. Here we go. I got to tell you, you've been there for me from the start. These kids, they've always had my back. I love them so much. They are a loving bunch. They're inspirational is what they are. They've inspired me. I know that much. I got to tell you, I'll be able to put my head on the pillow tonight and know that they've given me everything. They're a spiritual bunch. I mean, they found their way together. It's been a journey, and we've been through so much. Ups and downs, highs, lows, peaks and valleys. And there they are, again, showing me the high character that we build in Waco. It's just it's a staple of this school and of this athletic program and of this basketball program. We're all about high character. As a committed bunch as I've ever been around. They committed to me, and I committed to them because they're driven They're a driven bunch. And I don't know what drives them, but they drive hard. I mean, you know, they always end up giving me their all. You're down 25 in a game and you come back and tie it. I mean, does that not show you the type of motivation I'm dealing with here? You know, this group of kids had the highest GPA in school history. That in itself, it says a lot about who they are, really. I mean, the type of integrity that they have and just, I mean, they're so dependable. I've always been able to you know, depend on them, and they come through, and, you know, they're reliable. I rely on them. They rely on me. And I've really never been around a group of people in my life, kids, teams, or otherwise, more sincere, more kind, more giving. They'll do anything for one another. And they've proven that to me day in and day out. It's the type of quality I'm looking at here in Baylor. You can see the heart of a champion. They're like, I mean, you win the national championship and you come back in as a number one seed, you earn a number one seed, and then you get, you know, your tail kicked, you're down 25, and then you find a way to come back and tie it and go to overtime. I mean, I got to tell you, I love all of them. I'll never forget them. I'll never forget this team. What they've done for me is unequaled. It really is. And I just thank you so much for giving me the time to tell you a little bit about them, because I care about them so much. Thank you. Good luck to you. I mean, to tell you, I wanted to vomit. I mean, like, honestly, like, who gives a rat's ass about all of that nonsense? I mean, a guy actually threw down that they had the highest GPA in school history. What was that, a 2.0? I mean, honestly, like, I have never heard so many adjectives in my whole life. They pulled it all out right there, your boy Drew. I got to tell you, he's done a great job at Baylor. There's no doubt about it. But I go back to the same thing every time. No one cares about hearing from the team that loses. I don't know why these networks and these TV executives and these directors and producers and whoever decide, you know what, let's go talk to the losing coach, see what he has to say. Because you know what, he never says anything. The other thing I wanted to talk about today is money. Everything is about money. Everything. So you always go for the bag. It's not about rings. It's not about championships. It's not about titles at all. It's all about the Benjamins. Stacks, bands, bags, whatever you want to call it. Look at, Freddie Freeman was the only guy that went to a winner. I mean, almost all of the top free agents signed with non-playoff teams. They don't care about whether or not the team's good. All they care about, I mean, if they're in last place, who cares? I just want all the money. Look at Carlos Correa. He went to the Twins. Now I got people telling me the Twins are a great team because they got him. We'll talk about him in a minute. Corey Seager. He went to the Texas Rangers. I mean, they're god-awful. Chris Bryant ended up with the Colorado Rockies, for God's sakes. How bad are they? Scherzer got $43 million per to pitch for the Mets. We already know what a disaster the Mets have been. Now, they might end up being good because they're loaded, what have you, but he still just went where the most money was. Simeon went to Texas. Nobody even cares who that is. Ray went to Seattle. I mean, they've been awful. Gausman went to Toronto. They don't matter. Stroman went to the Cubs. We know the last time they mattered. Castellanos went to Philly. So did Schwarber. They never seem to get it done, do they? Baez went to Detroit. I mean, are you kidding me? Detroit? Are they still in the league? Marte also went to the Mets. Well, at least there'll be a Marte Partey. honestly, though, let's talk about Correa, the top free agent this year. A three-year, $105.3 million deal with the Twins. Great move by the Twins, no doubt. And obviously, they went out and got Sonny Gray from the Reds. And then they shipped their new shortstop, Kiner Khalefa, to the Yankees, along with Josh Donaldson and the catcher, Roarvent, for Gio Urshela and Gary Sanchez. I got people telling me Gary Sanchez is going to hit guaranteed 25 home runs at least for the Twins. We'll see about that. Urshela, I mean, between all his errors, I got no problem with them getting rid of him and shipping him to Minnesota. But how about Correa, honestly? I mean, he's the best player they've ever signed, you know, as a free agent. I mean, he's coming off a 7.2 WAR season. He was fifth in the MVP voting. He hit .279 with 26 home runs and got a gold glove. He's entering his 27-year-old season in his prime. He's got opt-out clauses after both 22 and 23. So he could leave the Twins after one season. I mean, how is that a good deal for the Twins? Here, we're going to pay you tons of money, and you can leave after the season. And then if you don't like it, you can leave after the next season. I mean, that's just stupid. I'll give you this. They'll pay him a ton of money to play 1 year, and there's no real risk. I mean, pay him a ton of money for 1 year. He either comes up big for you or he doesn't. And if he doesn't like it, he leaves. He got the highest annual average value contract ever for a position player, although he didn't get the $300 million deal that he was looking for at the onset of free agency. So now Minnesota has Correa, Gray, Urshela, Sanchez, Dylan Bundy, who they signed before the lockout. They have Max Kepler, Byron Buxton, Jorge Polanco, Miguel Sano, and Ryan Jeffers. The White Sox are still heavy favorites in the AL Central. I'm still not scared of their rotation. Kenta Maeda, Gray, Bundy, Ober, and Ryan. Bailey Ober, Joe Ryan. A lot of people like Joe Ryan, who looked great in his five-start Major League cameo last September. But let's calm down a little bit, shall we? Anyway, they get a high grade, at least for me, for stealing him from the marketplace. And one other thing about money. I mean, how about the Browns getting Deshaun Watson in a massive trade, like the Herschel Walker deal? It could come back to haunt him. And how about the fact that they're going to pay him $230 million, all fully guaranteed? Every single penny he's getting, $230 million. Even though he's a public relations nightmare, they traded away everything to get him. Hope it works out for him. Not.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.